Inductive Studies in 1 Kings. Title of the book, The Divided Kingdom. Author Ezra. If we were to give a title to the book of 1 Kings, it would be The Division of the Two Kingdoms. As we explore the book further, we discover the division between the kingdoms of Judah and Israel. Still, the true division occurs when a people of God forsake the kingdom of heaven and choose to be subject to the kingdom of man. This was a prophecy fulfilled through Samuel, who told the people the consequences that would follow if they chose to have an earthly king and rejected the kingdom of God. 1 Kings is a record of that prophecy being fulfilled. The book begins with David's death and the inheritance given to Solomon to be king in his stead. At first, Solomon was right to seek God for wisdom and the desire to lead God's people well, and God granted that request. But as time progressed and Solomon grew increasingly powerful and wealthy, he eventually broke his promise to God and sought to govern through self-indulgence. That sin caused him to forsake his promise to God and embrace the gods of the multitude of wives that he possessed. The fall of his kingdom was inevitable, but just before it, God introduced us to another person named Jeroboam. Solomon's kingdom became a form of dictatorship and was passed on to his son Rehoboam, who threatened to make his reign even greater than his father's. People knew they no longer had any inheritance in David and embraced Jeroboam as their new leader because he promised them deliverance from the dictatorship of Solomon and his son. Although God chose Jeroboam to lead the nation of Israel, he decided he had a better way to conduct his kingship than God did. Now he became a politician and exploited people's desire for ease and comfort. He set up golden images and hired corrupt priests as a substitute for the true worship that would take place in Jerusalem. Through this deception, he led many unsuspecting Israelites to follow him. Now the rest of the book of 1 Kings focuses on the growth and development of the northern kingdom and those who rose to power after Jeroboam, with his wicked forms of worship worsening under the succeeding kings until the reign of Ahab. He was worse than all before him, and adding to his wickedness, he introduced Baal worship through his marriage to Jezebel. Now idolatry is added to the sins of Israel. When Israel was at its worst point in history, God raised Elijah the prophet, a servant of the Most High God and a representative of his kingdom. And from the time of Elijah, we see the conflict clearly set forth between the kingdom of man and the kingdom of God. Constantly, Elijah warned them of their apostasy and challenged them to turn back to God. The ministry of Elijah was a dramatic demonstration of God's power at work among his people, despite their worship of Baal. Three important events took place during the ministry of Elijah. First, Elijah, at God's command, anointed Jehu king over Israel and Hazael king over Syria, and he went and sought out Elisha to be his replacement. Ahab died in battle. Elisha was anointed to take Elijah's place. And finally, Elijah was taken by God through a great, godly demonstration of power without having faced death. That sums up the teachings of 1 Kings. The emphasis of this book is on the events that took place in the northern kingdom, consisting of all the tribes except those of Benjamin and Judah, who were in Judah and Jerusalem. Discussion questions. 1. As we approach this book, consider what God had promised David as to who his successor should be in 2 Samuel 7 verses 12 to 17. What disqualified Adonijah from succeeding David? 2. When Adonijah began to take control, of what promise was David reminded in verse 13? 3. In verses 11 to 17, what was David's response in verses 29 and 30? 4. In chapter 3:1-2, how did Solomon make a foolish choice at the outset of his reign? What evil thing occurred? Notice the excuse made for this compromise. 5. Read 3:3-14 and consider the covenant God made with Solomon. 6. From chapter 3 to 11, the wealth and wisdom of Solomon are illustrated, but Solomon began to show signs of ingratitude. Hiram, after spending much time and energy to fulfill Solomon's desires, was rewarded with a gift unworthy of his sacrifices. Signs of compromise began, and by chapter 11, we find that Solomon was unfaithful to the covenant with God. We are reminded that God does not go back on his promises. In chapter 11:1-12, the covenant is broken, and the division begins. What did God say in verses 11 and 12 concerning his servant, whom we discover later to be Jeroboam? See verse 29. 7. In 12:2, what happened to Jeroboam while Solomon was still alive? In verse 15, what change took place and why? Verses 20 and 21 describe what happened and the fulfillment of God's promise to Solomon in 11:12-8. In chapters 13-17, we find further deterioration of the kingdoms. Some good kings followed Jeroboam, but in the northern kingdom, things became worse. 9. Read the following verses that prepare for the arrival of the prophet Elijah, 14:33, 34, 15:9, 15:26, 15:30, 31, 15:33, 36, 16:19, 16, 25, 26, 16, 28-34.